One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all the questions, but history has proven very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with our contestant comedian, Prue Blake.
Hello.
Welcome.
I feel very unsure of myself today. So
oh, yeah, being put to the test.
Being put to the test. Historically bad at quizzes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Historically, as in it is storied in history that
in
you are bad at quizzes? Or?
History. I'm just very competitive, but know very little.
But yes.
But confident with what I don't know.
Yeah. What quizzes have you done? Pub quizzes?
Pub. A lot in the pub.
Mm-hmm. What area do they turn to you for when, like, what questions come up and the whole table turns to you?
The whole table. Just pop culture.
Pop culture?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of geography. Mm-hmm. I studied geography in high Did that in high school?
Did town planning?
Yeah, did town planning.
Oh, wow.
So are there any town planning questions today?
Yeah. Never know.
Probably still get them wrong.
Yeah. How many days was Rome built in? That could come up. You never know.
Uh-oh.
That's a thinker.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is that you have a brains trust to help you
Thank
out,
Thank goodness.
It's not just left to you. And we try and pull together just the most knowledgeable people in the country, in the world.
Really helpful.
Yeah, really helpful to assist with you. So first up today, it's a big hello to high school graduate Terence Prawney.
Yeah.
Hey, Terence.
Hey.
Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
So high school graduate, where'd you go to school?
Oh, that's because school, what's fascinating about school is that's where
you learn all your stuff.
Of course. Learn all your stuff there.
Yeah.
And I went there.
You went to school?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you graduated. It says here you're a high school graduate. So
absolutely.
You must have studied there.
Oh, yeah. yeah.
I'm feeling more confident.
Yeah. You did geography.
I did do geography.
What did you study, Terrence?
I geography.
Really?
Oh, you did geography as well?
Yeah.
We're going to be strong on the geography questions.
That's what you study.
Yeah, geography.
Geography.
That's it.
Yep. Yeah.
All the countries.
Of course. Which are
numerous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great to have you on the team, Terrence.
Thank you.
How did you go in high school?
Oh, you know, at high school, I studied geography.
Yeah.
And I did that.
And how'd you go? Did you do okay?
Oh, I did okay.
Yeah.
I did okay.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
Lucky for you, Prue. It doesn't stop there. We also have the moderator for the Facebook page Bring Back the Yumbo, Corduroy Jackson.
Hello. I'm very excited to be here. And I'm also very proud that we did it. The Facebook group Bring Back the Yumbo, of which I am the moderator of, although I am not the admin. However, I have taken over the duties of the admin as we have a new admin, and that is me. But that is neither here nor there.
Circular logic is catching.
Is that the Yumbo is back and we brought it back.
It's great.
The people power.
You'd like the Yumbo, don't you, Prue?
I love the Yumbo.
Yeah, I saw on Twitter.
Yeah? Mm. You're chatting up. Can't wait to... I've not put one in my mouth yet.
Oh, you just think it looks
good.
But
I like the idea.
You simply must. I was in line. I was in line when it was released, a midnight release.
Wow.
I waited in line. I bought a thermos.
You're lying at the front, thermos.
Yeah, I was in the front. I waited there for... 2 days.
Two days.
Set up a camp.
Nice.
Yep.
What did you eat for 2 days?
Hungry Jack's just preparation.
Yeah.
It was right there, you see.
Yeah.
To our international listeners, it's called Burger King.
Because
that is what you do with a Yumbo. You put it in your mouth.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you enjoy it.
I knew that.
Yeah.
5 bits of ham, Kyron. 2 bits of cheese. Any sauce? No, thank you. I want it dry. Put it in a bun. Pop it in your mouth. Watch the flavour explode in your own mouth.
Watch it.
Watch it. Do it. Eat it in front of a mirror.
Yeah.
Watch it explode. Boom. Because like an atomic bomb.
Because flavour explodes, doesn't it, Terrence?
I'm not sure.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if I've made this clear, but I don't know what anything is.
Yeah.
Great.
Just wanted to make that clear.
You don't know what anything is.
Let me tell you about a little thing called a Yumbo.
All right.
Red hot Yumbo.
Red
in
hot.
Your mouth.
Yeah. That's where they go.
In your mouth. Pop it in. Get it in there.
All in one time.
Get it snug as a bug in a rug, except the rug is your mouth and the bug is the Yumbo.
Yeah.
Could be down to you today, Prue.
It's I'm really hoping for some topical Yumbo questions and I think we'll be all right.
When I was a child, we used to love the Yumbo.
Did you?
Where did it go?
I don't even remember it existing.
I do, Kyron. I do.
So the Yumbo is back. I mean, it was obviously there at some point.
Of course, you can't be back if you've never been around in the first place. Then they would just say the Yumbo arrived.
Mm.
But it hasn't just arrived. It's come back.
That's a whole different Facebook page.
Where did it? Yeah, that's right. They didn't know. They didn't realise that the Yumbo had already previously existed. And we ended up merging with them.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah, something like a takeover almost.
Well,
a hostile
just
takeover.
Their community came over to ours, obviously, when they got word that the Yumbo has indeed existed prior.
Question number one. What deadline has the United States government set for the withdrawal of all American troops from Afghanistan? Terrence.
Oh, my God.
Right, because... With a question.
Yeah, like that. What deadline has the United States government set for the withdrawal of all American troops from Afghanistan?
Yeah. So many words in that bit. And all of them connecting to one more time.
What deadline has the United States government set for the withdrawal of all American troops from Afghanistan? So imagine they've probably set a date that everyone's going to come home from Afghanistan.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Yeah. Do they have a date for the withdrawal of all the Yumbos that don't get sold in this promotion?
I think it's an open-ended period.
Yeah,
I haven't heard any whispers from my contacts inside of Hungry Jack's.
Mm.
But I think it's, how well does it go?
So do you have fingers? Like, you got sort of sources all through Hungry Jack's.
Got ears everywhere from
at every level as well, I imagine.
Oh, mainly in the restaurant area.
Oh, not corporate.
Well, no, but the managers have quite a lot of control, especially if they're franchisees. They've got a lot of input.
So hang on. So and how have you been getting these contacts?
Or just hanging out at Hungry Jack's, If you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. And I don't. And I don't have a job.
Right. So you've just sort of been going down to Hungry Jack's and meeting the managers.
Absolutely. Meet and greet. Shake some hands. Yeah. Networking. That's what it
networking.
Is.
Okay.
I've got a passion. And that passion is a Yumbo.
But what deadline has the United States government set for the withdrawal of all American troops from Afghanistan?
There's been some great answers from Terrence and Corduroy. I think patriotic. It'd be a patriotic American date.
You reckon? I think so. Like a July 4th.
July 4th, I was thinking.
Yeah.
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 I don't know.
On board.
Do you think there'd be another day?
Another day.
In the American history.
American
storied history.
Yep.
that could be really significant for the
Remembrance Day.
For
Remembrance.
The push into
When's
Afghanistan.
When's that? 9/11? No.
No. It could be 9/11. It's could not be. Remembrance Day, but it's, you know, 9/11.
Well, that
is
what kicked off
day.
The Afghanistan
That's
War, wasn't
right.
it?
Yeah.
It
well, that would be symbolic then, wouldn't it?
So that could be symbolic could be. There as the...
Yeah.
Could be 9/11.
Could be 9/11 there.
Yeah. You know, in this group, in my Facebook group, we have a great discussion. We've got a contact in the government, right?
Mm. Yeah.
And they've got Q-level clearance.
Q-level clearance.
That's right.
In the government, in your
In American
group.
Government, yeah. in my group. And they say all these things and they come true.
And are they anonymous?
Yeah, you don't know who they are.
They've got Q-level clearance.
Oh, I can
clearance.
Relate to that.
Yeah.
They're anonymous.
That's right, yeah, mm. yeah. But
like QAnon.
I've not heard it said like that, but
yeah,
yeah.
I just called him, you know, he's just another Yumbo lover.
Yeah. Yes. We got to find him somewhere.
Yeah.
yeah.
QAnon, Yumbo lover with Q-level clearance. All the same.
What's not
just
to love?
Because yeah. you got Q-level clearance doesn't mean you can't enjoy a hastily warmed up treat with 5 slices of ham and 2 slices of cheese and no sauce.
How is that layered, by the way?
It's not. It's just they put the cheese down yeah. and they put the ham down. And so then they say goodnight and they snuck it up to bed.
Said there was 2 slices of cheese.
That's yeah. right.
And 5 slices
yeah.
of ham.
Yeah. yeah.
I don't know a lot about anything. I've made that very clear.
Yeah, yeah. It's clear. And it's an interesting creative decision.
Yeah.
yeah.
Some would say. But what I'm interested in knowing yeah. is, what I'm interested in knowing is,
yeah.
is obviously, right, you do a slice of cheese. You do the slices of ham and then you do another slice
no,
of cheese.
You clearly
well,
don't
that would
know.
Be based on knowledge.
Yeah,
what,
I feel like
that
Terrence.
Would be based on.
Well, I'm just trying to put together. Well, I understand.
You've
what,
already betrayed your central conceit.
No, I understand what ham is. You've explained everything that's in a Yumbo to me. You pop it in your mouth. There's 5 slices of ham. There's 2 slices of cheese. And there's seeds. I know all of this
yeah.
now.
Yeah. yeah. But yeah. based on some sort of prior experience, you know that. Layering this would be the
optimal.
Better approach.
Oh, I'm not sure.
I don't want to hear yeah. about this.
What do you reckon?
I don't know.
What date would you like to put for the...
I think based on this Yumbo chat, it's all feeling like a bit of conspiracy to me.
Yeah.
I think 9/11 is fitting.
All right, we'll put 9/11.
9/11.
I think that's Never it. Forget.
Question 2.
The day that the planes hit the World Trade Center, the world changed forever.
Mm.
You know, and in many ways, the day that they took the Yumbo off the Hungry Jack's menu was my 9/11.
Sure.
Let's get
what
into
was
that
the
later.
Date, though?
Question 2. This is good for someone who doesn't know anything because it's multiple choice.
Okay.
It's true
Which is
or false.
yeah.
Iron-rich hemoglobin makes blood red. Iron-rich hemoglobin red. Is what makes blood
well,
red. True
I've had
or false?
Experience with questions.
Oh, yeah.
Now. Before, mm. I'm going to say...
As of today, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like just before in question 1.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So based on that, I'm going to say 9/11.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So the first option there for you, prove yeah. 9/11
Which
in response
did
to true or false, iron-rich hemoglobin
now, look,
makes
I've
blood
been
red.
Asked questions before.
You're picking things
question.
Up quick.
I've been asked question before.
Yeah. yeah.
And based on...
That answer.
Giving what which... Absolutely,
yeah.
because that's what you do after a question.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 9/11.
9/11.
My doctor
yes.
says you've got to stop eating Yumbos.
Does he?
He says you've got too much Yumbo in your blood.
Mm.
Mm.
Do you see a doctor regularly?
Not as often, I probably should, but I do every week. Yeah.
yeah. So you should be going more yeah. than 52 times a
yeah,
year.
Really.
Yeah.
And yeah. I think it's true.
True.
Yeah.
And 9/11 did happen. That's true.
That's
as
true
well.
As well.
Sure.
And my 9/11 is the day they took the Yumbo off the Hungry Jack's menu.
I
yeah.
wouldn't know.
Also true. So I think we're going to lock in true.
Yeah. Put in true?
Yeah.
Lock in true. Question 3. Quote, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep. And miles to go before I sleep is a line from a poem by Robert Who? But wow. I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep and miles to go
wow.
before I sleep. Along with geography, did you study English or English Lit?
I didn't, but I think I know the answer to this.
Oh, straight away.
But I think Corduroy knows the answer because I saw Yeah, the Aaron Ming Roberts.
He's a Robert. Terrence doesn't, so we'll go straight to court.
I don't know much.
Yes, okay.
What I do know is that Corduroy's answer is going to be Yumbo Bass.
Oh, au contraire, mon frère. See how little you
did you
know.
Just call me? My name is Prawns.
No, it's not. No. It's Terrence Prawny.
I wouldn't know.
Robert Frost is the only Robert that I know of that is a poet.
Yeah, I was thinking Burns? Of Robert Frost.
Yeah. Or Burnsy, yeah.
There's Robert Burns as
that's
well.
That's true. Burnsy or Frosty. What do you reckon?
Oh, I think
on
it's
on the
frosty.
Opposite ends of the the temperature scale, they are.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, Burns is from hot things or acid.
Right.
But for the purposes of this little discussion, let's say that it's from hot things.
Okay.
And then frost, which is. The hot is a temperature.
Yeah.
You know when you go up to like, you're in the sunshine.
What's all
this
the
feeling
time.
Against my skin?
Yes.
What about this when I do this up against your cheeks?
Yeah.
Oh, that feels wonderful.
Yeah, it feels warm, doesn't it?
Stinky.
Yeah.
It smells like hot ham.
Yeah.
We're going to lock in Robert Frost.
Okay, Robert Frost. Question number four. Name five of the seven Von Trapp children from the film The Sound of Music.
Oh, no.
Sleepy. Clumsy.
Mm-hmm.
Arrogant.
Uh-huh. Arrogant.
Polite.
Sleepy.
Sleepy.
Clumsy.
Angry one. Childish.
Burns.
That's it. We've done it. It's seven.
I'm feeling increasingly like Terrence has this rapid skill of absorbing knowledge, but
he does. He's
being
like
fed.
A sponge for a very short period of time.
You're like a worm, aren't you?
I don't know.
Teach him.
I really don't know.
Well, you can teach worms.
Yeah.
Whatever they are, I'm sure you can.
Yeah, that might.
Do you own worms? Have you got a worm farm at home?
I've got worms, which is part of the reason why I've got to go see a doctor every week. But
yeah. What are they giving you if you have to go back every week? Because normally it's just one little piece of chocolate and then...
I think they're giving him Yumbos. Yeah. I think that's the problem.
Or the Yumbos are giving him worms and it's a vicious cycle.
Well, it's different. You know, there are different worms and there's quite a few of those different ones in me. But, you know, sometimes I'll go to the doctor and he'll shine a flashlight up my bum.
Yeah.
And he'll say, come up here.
Tapeworm.
And then
maybe.
The other one... They'll be like, you got a big one in your.
Yeah.
This is the doctor saying this.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Where do you go? What's the clinic that you get down to, or where's the doctor that you?
Well, the doctor's my next door neighbour, isn't he? Go pop over there.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And he's just got a flash torch just to.
Well, it's not flash. It's quite old, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, it's quite an old torch. Oh, it's not that great. Wow. He does flick it in there and say, "What's something going on in there?" Is things are moving in the darkness, in the shadow.
Okay.
Whatever that is, that sounds okay.
Do you feel bad?
Pardon?
Do you feel bad?
In what way?
Just the fact that, you know, you came onto this show and you willfully don't know anything, so you got nothing to really contribute. So there's nothing to really throw back and forth. It sort of stops the, you know, any sort of discussion.
Yeah.
At least I've got Yumbos, you know, and worms. What do you have? 9/11. That's it.
Is that the answer?
Yeah, I think that's gone a bit. 9/11 could be. I think we're looking for names. So.
Name the five of the seven Von Trapp children from the film The Sound of Music. Now, it could be the Mr. Men that...
Or they were seven dwarves.
Yeah.
Do love the Mr. Men, though.
Mr. Men?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
What's that?
It's a collection of small children's books, and they're all the little men are a different shape, and they've all got different qualities. And then at the end, they all enjoy each other's company.
You didn't have that read to you when you were a child?
No.
Were you a child?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Explain child to me.
It's like a young. Human, like a human.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Up. Did you just burst from like a sack, fully formed, covered in amniotic fluid?
The only experience I have is what's happening on, and I'm not even sure what this is, to be completely honest.
You know enough to talk into the microphone.
He's got great mic control.
Yes, I do.
Talented.
Mm. But I'm just, I'm mimicking.
Do you have any memories at all? Do you have like a, can you remember like a flash of light or just arriving somewhere?
Mm. Absolutely.
Mm. You do?
Yeah.
Sorry. Your teeth has fallen out.
Oh, no. Oh, no, my teeth have fallen out.
Just two teeth just dropped out of your fucking mouth.
Yeah.
Like
that's
some
flat,
sort of
actually.
Defective clone.
Yeah.
And your eyebrows are shedding.
Yeah.
They are. It's all. Oh, I'm falling apart right now.
Sort of like under the stress.
How do you know what that is?
Pardon?
How do you know what that is?
I'm guessing.
It's some sort of short-term human. Like.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think one of the kids' names Liesl.
Liesl?
Yeah.
Gretel? I think.
Gretel? Good. It's
the
like
last one, Gretel.
Is it said in Germany?
Yeah.
Yeah, so German. Kind of like
famously.
Seen it a while ago.
Yeah.
I feel like there might be a George.
Yeah.
A George, maybe?
Yep. Gretel, Liesl,
the Undertaker.
George.
Marta?
The Undertaker.
Martha?
Yes.
Marta?
Yep.
The Undertaker.
Triple H.
The Liesl. Undertaker, we would like to put in.
Triple H.
Triple H.
Marta.
Could be a H name.
H.
Not H. You don't pronounce
it. Gretel, Liesl, George, Marta.
It's got so we need one more. Sound. It doesn't have
okay. I feel like it's between you and me and Al.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I really don't know. That's why I'm teaching you.
Gretel, Liesl, George.
Do you know about money?
Marta.
Yumbo?
Yumbo.
We'll put Yumbo.
We'll put it in a Yumbo. And the Undertaker as a sub.
Not really.
Well, money is exchange for goods and services.
I've never seen such chemistry. It's between this brand's trust.
Yeah. So say like you
do. Is that how you get Yumbo?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm given money by, you know, the government.
Mm.
I'll drop them in between. The things that.
Sort of the ruling body of a country.
Remember the country?
Yes.
In Scrabble. Each player starts with how many tiles? In Scrabble, each player starts with how many tiles?
Six or eight?
I thought it was seven.
Seven.
Well, this is very confusing, depending on what's happening.
Four, five, six, seven. Yeah. That feels right.
I would be happy to go with seven.
Well, I think seven.
Oh, sorry, you just...
Oh, sorry, mate. Oh.
That was your ear.
We're running out of time.
Good to know what that was. Those were hanging off the side of my head.
I know. Just one. You got another one in there.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Do you wonder, though, like, you know, us sitting here in front of you, fully formed humans, teeth intact,
yes,
that you falling apart, teeth on the floor, brow beside yourself,
oily,
picked up your ear there.
What?
You're quite oily. You've got a film of oil on
you. Bit of a sheen.
You glisten.
Yeah.
Do you wonder where you're from in comparison to us? Because we just came in off the... I mean, we just arrived from...
I just came from Hungry Jack's.
So yeah.
And I think if my ear fell off, I would feel pain.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah, well, but you seem perfectly fine.
Yeah, it seems to not have fazed you.
I'm not sure. I'm really, really not sure.
His moments of brilliance.
I'll put seven. Question six. Seven. According to the saying, a fool and his muddy are soon what?
Oh, God.
A fool and his muddy.
No, sorry, I'll say that again. According to the saying, a fool and his money are soon what?
Parted.
A fool and his money are soon parted?
Yeah. I love a saying.
Oh, do
you? Yeah.
Me too.
Love a saying. Me and Terrence.
Yeah.
Same can be said with a Yumbo lover and his money.
Yeah.
$3 at a time. Toot toot. We're back on a perspective train, aren't we?
Do you have a favourite saying if you're writing to sayings?
Oh, a favourite saying.
One that you live by? This is philosophy all of a sudden.
Yeah, well, I live by my dad's saying, which is fuck them all big and small.
Wow.
Nice. Do you have a favourite Yumbo?
He really.
Yeah, I do. It's the Yumbo.
Nice. Which is 5 slices of hot ham, 2 slices of cheese,
and
sesame seeds,
and bread.
Bread.
Do you know what bread is?
Yep.
It's wheat.
Okay. I said yes.
So they get wheat. And
I said yes.
They mill it.
So they mill wheat.
What?
You do know what bread is?
Milled wheat.
Oh,
so they get that milled wheat, they grind it up, right?
Grind it up.
So
it's a white powder.
After the milled wheat, they
Put it on a Yumbo.
Oh. God, can if there are any questions about making bread on here, we've got to get to them now. Terrence is having a moment.
I know what that is.
You're bleeding.
Question seven. On May 1st, 1931, the Empire State Building opened in New York City.
I'm sorry, I'm bleeding from my dick. I'm so sorry.
And your nipples.
Oh, my God.
On May 1st, 1931, the Empire State Building opened in New York City. How many stories is it? 85, 102, or 144?
Oh, thank God that was a multiple choice.
Mm. Yep. How tall is the Empire State Building? 85, 102, or 144? Has advocacy ever taken you overseas?
No, I've never been overseas except for, you know, my hometown.
Mm-hmm. I guess we're the overseas, aren't we?
In a way. Yeah. So the answer is yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've never been to America.
But did you? Is it your advocacy that brought you here? To get the Yumbo back? Is that why you moved?
Yeah, and my mother moved.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Mm. Okay, so it was a two-part.
Yeah.
Mm. Is the Yumbo?
And I was just a boy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But you were advocating for the Yumbo from then.
Once the taste of the Yumbo hit my lips and I swallowed it down into my little tummy, I knew that I was forever changed. I knew that life would never be the same. I knew that I had a calling, and that was to tell people about this wonderful meal that was a Yumbo. And then when it went away, I was devastated. I would plead with the people at the Hungry Jack, please just get some ham. Please. No, we don't have any ham. It's just delied ham.
Mm.
Yeah. And, but I would go home and I would cry, and my mum would make me, you know, bread with some ham in it and cheese, and I'd be like, it's not a Yumbo. And she's like,
so how many stories do you reckon the Empire State Building is? 85, 102, or 144?
As we know, buildings
tall.
Have stories.
Yeah.
Yes. Everybody's well got a story.
Everybody's got a story.
Including a building.
And buildings have them.
Yeah.
And the Empire State is one of those buildings.
That's
it's a big one.
Many stories.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how from many New York stories City. In a big one?
That is the question, isn't it?
It's a good, yeah. good thing to.
I reckon it's not as much as what you think it is, because it's quite old.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. So it's quite early.
But they were trying really hard to make it tall, right?
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Like 102 feels like someone trying to be the tallest, but just. Yeah. A little bit more.
Yeah. Like someone had already done 100.
Like you do 100, that'd be natural.
Was Chrysler first or was Empire State first?
Did Chrysler top Empire State?
Maybe it topped it. So
maybe they could have been 100, but that wasn't an option.
The bottom. Mm. So what do you reckon, 102?
I think 102.
All right, we'll put
all right, go with that.
Yeah?
We'll put all right,
thanks for your support, reasons. Brains Trust. I really appreciate having you here.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. I'm glad I could give it to you.
You are the Brains Trust.
Question 8, the mathematical question.
Are you a Yumbo?
I'm not a Yumbo, although I do dream of one day becoming a Yumbo.
Mm.
I have these dreams where I wake up and I'm, I'm a Yumbo and I'm so happy, and I get to bring happiness to millions of people.
Yeah.
Do you though?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, do you as a Yumbo bring happiness to millions of people?
Current.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's one in every 20 Australians that are having a Yumbo.
Absolutely. Yeah. What evidence do you have to say otherwise?
I've just been past Hungry Jack's and there's not that many people in there.
Well, it depends on the Hungry Jack's. My Hungry Jack's, lots of people. It's a great community.
Mm. I don't know. Based on this chemistry, Kyron, I do really feel like Corduroy's bought in a personified Yumbo.
Mm. Yeah.
And named it Terrence Brawny.
Yeah. I can. It's that's near here nor there, as is my understanding of things.
Bit more engaged with that answer, though. Yeah. What a Yumbo would say.
He is. It's true. I was doing a little with my doctor friend next door.
All right, we're going to tell him.
Well, Prue is very switched on.
There's a reason Yumbo. I don't know what anything is.
Because he is a Yumbo.
I'm a Yumbo.
You're a Yumbo.
You're a Yumbo.
I'm a Yumbo.
Worked night and day. And we created the perfect Yumbo, which is...
Do you want to take off the rest of your mask then? Because, you know, the teeth and the ear have already fallen out.
It's just not all, you know, he's still settling.
Still snapping back.
We need to go back in the fridge.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't see it from here, but the sesame seeds are starting to pop up.
Yeah.
Basically, The only thing he wanted to fuck was a yumbo.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I was like, what if I make a human
out of a yumbo? Well, I am a yumbo.
Yeah, you are a yumbo.
I'm not made out of yumbos.
No, but you are the
building. Well, are yumbos made out of yumbos? That's the great question.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which,
for your people.
Well, I mean, which are there yumbos? I don't know if there are more than more of
if
me.
If you fuck something enough... It will
turn into a yumbo.
It will turn into a yumbo. And then that yumbo will turn into a little boar or a human.
Yes. So I come on here.
So
I'm chastised for not knowing anything by the person who made me to fuck. And all I am is 2 slices of cheese, 5 slices of hot ham,
yep,
and milled wheat and sesame seeds.
That's right.
Which explains why you're so well acquainted bread with what a yumbo is.
You smell fantastic.
I know you think that.
Yeah.
I know you think
almost
that.
Fuckable.
I'm going to fuck this guy and eat him after this.
No offense. Left, so let's get through that.
I mean, that's why I'm here. That's the only reason I'm here.
That's your whole...
My whole purpose is
but
to
that
come
is
on
what's
here.
Gonna happen.
I don't know anything.
Yeah.
I'm a yumbo that's been made just recently.
Just recently. Yeah.
For one
yumbo
purpose, to be where fucked.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now to do this whatever this is.
I've gotta say I love yumbo. Now yumbo's become themselves.
Now I'm gonna fuck you too.
Well, I guess I mean.
All right, you can all have your piece.
The
I don't mind
arousing
having a bit of sloppy seconds, so you go first.
Thanks, great. Corduroy.
Byron,
the mathematical question -12.
If you want to have a crack at the yumbo,
I'm just gonna ask this question. I think the mathematical
I know
equation
that you're
now
to
now
be
I feel,
but it's not cheap.
What's this feeling?
It's a yumbo.
It's a ham and cheese sandwich.
I'm experiencing something. I'm not sure what it
fear
is. Maybe
anger.
No, no.
Jealousy. Yes.
Any of the Von Trapp children.
You wanted to fuck me.
Yep.
Yes.
Pride.
And then I was... I don't know what this feeling is.
Self-realization.
Why doesn't... Kyron said...
Oh, shame.
Kyron.
Shame?
Low self-esteem.
Kyron.
Yeah.
Look at yumbo.
Yeah, sorry, I don't want to fuck that sandwich.
Wow.
I've never wanted to fuck a sandwich. Doesn't matter what it is.
I'm only here to fuck.
I've never wanted to fuck a Whopper.
And put up roadblocks in improvised podcasts.
Definitely not a Whopper Junior.
Those are my two purposes.
You've ruined the taste of him now. The shame. Yeah. I'll taste the shame when I'm eating him later tonight.
Oh, the yumbo's got emotions you can taste.
It is. It's like you should never stress out a fish after you've caught it. You need to make it
I feel like that would be difficult.
Stressing out a fish?
Yeah, I reckon it's going to be pretty stressed. Because you've taken it out of the water. It can no longer breathe.
It's flopping.
Put it back in there. Take the hook out. Put it back in there. Let it just chill. Say, don't worry. I'll take care of everything. It's like, thank God. He's got it all under control. I can relax for a bit. And then, because if you get it, if you're like, okay, take the hook out. We got a bunch of meetings and a bunch of play. You know, we got to go here. And you've got to pick out. And don't forget to, you know, take out the bins. Then you can taste it in the fish meat.
Yeah.
Not that I've tasted fish meat because I mainly eat ham.
Real game of pinball today. Question 8. The mathematical equation, -12 take -6 equals what?
Yumbo.
He's gone from not knowing anything to exclusively saying yumbo.
I think the answer is yumbo. I feel free now. I feel like now that we're all on the same page.
It's open.
We all know what I am.
Yeah. I reckon it's because you've got a point to your character.
Yeah. A ham fuckhole.
You know, instead of just I don't know anything, you know. And it's just not enough to sustain a character.
What would Mark Bonanno know about character?
As we've learnt from this podcast.
I didn't mean to shame you like this, but it was
but you
fun.
Did.
Yeah. It's really
you
did. Fun to do.
Yep.
It's
you fun taste to it. You can almost taste it.
It's really fun to bully Mark Bonanno. If he was here.
Yeah.
Which
he is not.
Well.
No. Yeah, -12 minus -6 is -6. 6.
It's negative 6, isn't it?
Incidentally, the score that you will receive at the end of this quiz.
Question.
Yeah, I'm not hopeful.
Question number 9. You will get to fuck a Yumbo, though.
Well, yeah. That's true. Consolation prize. First. Just yeah. Shame Yumbo, though. Yeah.
Or you could fuck a Yumbo, or you could just sort of lie on the ground and be very non-threatening, what I sometimes do with another one of your kind.
Yeah, and let the Yumbo fuck me.
I let the Yumbo fuck me. Yeah. I just sort of lie there and I sort of maintain a very sort of low status.
And having not fucked yet.
Yes.
I'm not sure how that will go, but hopefully I can.
Your instincts kick in.
Yeah, you were born for this.
You were born for it.
I was born to fuck. And yes, we are warm. Yeah. 5 slices of hot.
So Yumbo does
your
have
fingernails are coming off.
My fingernails are coming off as well, by the way.
It's going to be a real.
Why do I have fingernails?
Because you're a Yumbo.
Question 9. Name the Western Australian tennis player.
So fucking stupid.
Who won a WTA Tour title because you're a Yumbo.
I'm a Yumbo.
That's why you're stupid.
That's why I'm stupid.
Name the Western Australian tennis player who won her maiden WTA Tour title in Charleston, South Carolina in April 2021.
Hannah? Who could be a Hannah? I don't know anything
Hannah
about tennis.
Gadsby.
Hannah Gadsby.
Hannah Gadsby was the Western Australian
only
tennis
Hannah
player.
That I know.
Yeah.
But where did Hannah?
There's been no tennis though. I don't think.
No.
Not traditionally.
No. Unless there was a dark tennis playing past.
Could secret be. One.
Could secret. Yeah.
Yep.
Shifted I don't know any sports people.
Tennis
All
player.
I know is Yumbo.
I feel like we should put Yumbo for this answer.
Yeah, I think
that's definitely all I know. And I'm very excited to put Yumbo as the answer.
Well, we can
lock it in.
Yeah, lock it in. Yumbo.
Finally. Yumbo.
Finally
Yumbo.
Lock it in.
I just want to get fucked.
Yeah. I will oblige.
Today's
you.
Episode brought to you by the Big Mac. Get it from the local McDonald's now. No. Question 10. Which actress is named in the first verse of the Mark Ronson song Uptown Funk? Do you like to boogie, Corduroy Jackson?
I do enjoy a good boogie.
Like to get out to the clubs?
Yeah.
When you're not at the doctor's or Hungry Jack's?
That's right, yeah. I love to get out there and get grooving and moving and shaking.
Well, it's a good place to meet Yumbos, isn't it?
Bumping and grinding. I love a bump and a grind.
Prue, do you know this? Which actress is named in the first verse of the Mark Ronson song Uptown
Funk? It's Michelle Pfeiffer.
It is Michelle Pfeiffer, isn't it? That's 10 questions.
Oh, sick.
Well done.
Yep.
Thank you, everyone.
Congratulations, everyone.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
Are you angry at me?
Pardon? Not at all.
Okay.
You made me.
That's true.
I can't possibly be mad
at
you.
It could be a Frankenstein's monster.
Yes, exactly. He's angry with his maker.
Yeah, the That's creation.
Right. Is he?
Yeah.
Don't teach him anger.
That's right. He's a pure being of deli tan and processed cheese.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to see this. That sounds right up my milled wheat.
What are you hoping for out of 10?
What am I I'm obviously hoping for
10.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you did start strong. Let's see how you went. Question 1 was, what deadline has the United States government set for the withdrawal of all American troops from Afghanistan? You said September 11, and it's September 11.
Wow.
That seems...
It's that's on something the nose.
Yes.
That seems a bit upsetting.
That is. That's the date
that
they've set there.
Me too. Me too.
No. That's what they've done.
I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know how I feel about anything, but I don't know how I feel about that.
It's symbolic.
We'll get all the troops out of the war that we illegally started on that day.
The day we started.
The day that we started.
Yeah. It's a decade or two
it's
later.
Cyclical.
What a fun time.
Literally 2 decades later. Question number 2. True or false? Iron-rich hemoglobin makes blood red. You said true, and it's true.
Yes.
That's great.
Question 3.
We also did answer 9/11, though, I think.
I know.
Yeah.
But that is also true. So that led us to that decision.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
So, in
work.
A way, without 9/11, we wouldn't have won this quiz.
Question 3 was, could I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep and miles to go before I sleep, which is a line by Robert. You said Frost, and it is Robert Frost.
Yes.
This is incredible.
We're doing well.
We are on our way to get 10 out of 10.
Question Bobby Frost.
4 was, named 5 of the 7 Von Trapp
it's
children.
True, we're going to fall from.
Sound of...
Did we say Yumbo?
We did. Yumbo, I think we did say Yumbo.
You said Gretel, Liesl, George, Marta, Yumbo and The Undertaker.
Good, we did say Yumbo.
Yumbo
Thank God.
And there's Gretel.
Yes.
Liesl.
Yes.
Marta.
Yes.
Brigitte.
Oh.
Kurt. Louisa.
Oh.
And Friedrich.
Oh.
So, unfortunately.
No. Oh, yeah,
man. I still get fucked after this. Yeah.
Don't worry. Whether you get fucked or not has no... standing
finally I can relax.
Like a fish.
Question 5 in Scrabble, each player starts with how many tiles? You said 7 and it's 7.
Well done, Corduroy.
Here we go.
Question 6. According to the saying, a fool and his money are soon what? You said parted and it's parted.
Yes.
This is incredible.
We're just doing a lot better than what?
This is incredible.
Question 7. On May 1st, 1931, the Empire State Building opened in New York City with how many stories? You said 102 and it's 102.
Boom.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Question 8. The mathematical equation, negative 12 take negative 6 is equal to what? You said negative 6 and it's negative 6.
I believe
Jesus
in the
Yumbo. Jesus fucking Christ.
Question 9. Name the Western Australian tennis player who won a maiden WA Tour title in Charleston, South Carolina last month. You said Yumbo.
Oh, yeah. And?
It's Astra Sharma.
Oh, so close.
Why remember doing that? It's one of the few things I remember doing.
And you know nothing.
And question 10.
My legs fell off.
Which actress is named in the first verse of the Mark Ronson song Uptown Funk? You said Michelle Pfeiffer, and it's Michelle Pfeiffer giving you the equal top score.
Oh, 10 out of 10. Oh, 8 out of 10.
Oh, my God.
And I didn't know anything. You fucking doubted me, you Yumbo loving piece of shit. You said this was a bad fucking decision. And now look at this. 8 out of 10, you motherfucker.
You had
my 2 slices of cheese.
You had absolutely no.
I think he wants to do that.
You can fill my fucking wheat.
I'm going to.
Fuck you. Whatever that means.
I'm going to ride your loaf.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Look, I think our approach was unorthodox, but...
I'm going to go in dry, just like you as a sandwich.
I am so dry. There is no sauce upon me.
No sauce.
No sauce. Don't need it. Well, congratulations, Prue, on 8 out of 10.
Thank you. Thank you.
That is shocking.
Yeah.
And a great result.
A really great result.
Yeah. A really great result.
I guess it was the... You know, the idea of getting to fuck Yumbo at the end of it.
Yeah.
It just
and
really
despite my best efforts,
yeah.
I think we kind of saved it at the end. Not the worst podcast ever done. So
I think the Yumbo was a, when it was originally out, was an advertiser on kids' TV. I used to see it crop up every now and then.
Yeah, Yumbo was big then.
Was big then. Yeah. I used to see it
has
on.
Has there ever been like a humanoid Yumbo, like someone who dresses up?
Not
like
until you.
Yeah, you.
Not
you.
Until you came about.
You know, but you know what I mean? Like in a costume, in a Yumbo costume.
No, you're the first. You're a unique specimen.
Why am I Yumbo?
Yeah. You are a Yumbo.
You are a Yumbo.
I'm asking about if there's
I see.
Like
I remember on an ad for, I think the TV show was called Hug the Sun. It used to crop up on the ads in that.
You
that
can check out Hug the Sun on YouTube at Grouse House. That's
at Grouse
the channel.
House. Yeah, there's some very funny people in that.
Do it. It's people are watching it. People are talking about it.
You'll find Ben Russell in that.
Yeah.
You'll find Mark Bonanno in that.
That's right. Yeah.
Others.
All right, we've got to finish this up. This is making me really horny.
Blake, thanks so much for being
thanks
here.
Thanks for having me.
What are you doing? You've got shows about town at the moment, don't you?
Shows about town.
If you're in Melbourne, you can catch you on stages.
Oh, all over the place. I'll be at Comedy Republic.
You'll be at Comedy Republic
Thursday,
in no
Friday,
time.
Saturday next week.
Great. Looking
amazing.
Forward to that. Or this week, actually.
Oh, this week.
This week.
Yeah, this week.
And
I'd
check
love
out
to,
a Yumbo.
I would love to promote... a Yumbo by singing the Yumbo song.
That'll you can get
out.
A Yumbo. $3, go to a Hungry Jack's, get a Yumbo. It will change your life.
All right, let's hear the Yumbo song. Let's hear for Wax Quizzical.
Well, we're all joining
week.
In, aren't we?
Of course.
Yeah, in
we'll
the chorus.
Join together.
Five slices of hot ham.
Two slices of cheese.
Milled wheat. makes bread and you can find it.
Yumbo,
imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.